The five-year farm bill expired in September 2012, and Congress took short-term action to extend many of its existing programs while a new bill is negotiated. The measure is in conference committee, and a major sticking point is SNAP funding levels. The Senate version cuts $4 billion, while the House version slashes $40 billion from the program. On Monday, Democratic Conference Committee member Vermont U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy visited the Central Vermont Community Action Council in Barrie. Leahy called SNAP one of the most effective and efficient food programs ever created. He lashed out at those who want to make severe cuts to the program.
Some of the House representatives who want to cut virtually all of it out. And I have said, if you cut this out, the Farm Bill will not pass the United States Senate. The people who are voting to cut it out are people who will never go hungry except by choice. Unfortunately, that's not the case with millions of Americans who have no choice. I voted against the cuts that they tried in the Senate. I deeply oppose the draconian cuts that are part of the House Farm Bill.
Senator Leahy added his indignation over opponents' spending priorities.
These same people who spend unlimited amount of money for useless, needless war in Iraq or continue to spend billions of dollars in Afghanistan say we cannot feed Americans? That goes beyond politics. That becomes a moral issue. And that's shame on those who would say that. Farm Bill is not the only place where you have to fight the adequacy of the safety net. Another year of sequestration would show a willful disregard and would compound the damage and the distress.
Vermont Governor Democrat Peter Shumlin emphasized that no state has the ability to replace the volume of cuts proposed by House Republicans.
If this Farm Bill passed by the House becomes law, it will mean that over 100,000 Vermonters will go hungry. Let's not forget, one-third of them are children. Most of the rest, 36%, are disabled or 60 years of age or older. So the question for us is, are we willing to sit back while the Tea Party folks in Congress say to over 100,000 Vermonters, let them go hungry, instead charge the wars to the credit card and make hungry Vermonters pay the bill?
Low-income advocates say hunger is a bellwether for what is happening in society. Central Vermont Community Action Council Executive Director Hal Cohen noted that safety net services are severely strained.
In the last few months, we've seen that families are still really struggling. We've had almost a 100% increase in the number of families that we're serving out of our food shelf. And in the food shelf, is really a bellwether for what's going on in our community.
Vermont Food Bank Director John Sales explained that they get about 40% of their food through two federal programs that are distributed across the state.
These cuts in federal spending and the Farm Bill are critical to making sure that people have enough food. The charitable system cannot make up the slack. The recent November 1st reduction in Three Squares Vermont food stamp benefits was about $10 million in Vermont for the 100,000 Vermonters that get Three Squares assistance. That same amount of money is what the value of all the food that the Vermont Food Bank distributed last year. And we're looking at another cut somewhere between $4 billion and $40 billion, $40 billion, in the Farm Bill negotiations.
Senator Leahy is also introducing an expansion of the Good Samaritan Hunger Relief Tax Incentive Act. It would permanently allow tax deductions to all businesses that donate to food banks, including small businesses and farmers. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.